From an undisclosed location, somewhere in North America, this is a special Truth Be Told Minuteman report. In the wake of the American observance of Thanksgiving, and on this Friday, October 26, 2021, Native American Heritage Day, we would like to share the Haudenosaunee Thanksgiving Address, also known as the Greeting for the Natural World. Also known as the words that come before all else, which are recited at the beginning of any communal activity, this is an ancient supplication of the indigenous Six Nations people of northeastern North America, the Mohawks, Onondaga, Oneida, Cayuga, Seneca, and Tuscarora. This address is not a prayer, but expresses gratitude and empathic connection to all creation. Today we have gathered, and we see that the cycles of life continue. We have been given the duty to live in balance and harmony with each other and all living things. So now, we bring our minds together as one as we give greetings and thanks to each other as people. Now, our minds are one. We are all thankful to our mother, the earth, for she gives us all that we need to live. She supports our feet as we walk about upon her. It gives us joy that she continues to care for us as she has from the beginning of time. To our mother, we send greetings and thanks. Now, our minds are one. We give thanks to the waters of the world for quenching our thirst and providing us with strength. Water is life. We know its power in many forms: waterfalls and rain, mists and streams, rivers and oceans. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the spirit of water. Now, our minds are one. We turn our minds to all the fish life in the water. They were instructed to cleanse and purify the water. They also give themselves to us as food, and we are grateful that they can still find pure water. So we turn now to the fish and send our greetings and thanks. Now, our minds are one. Now we turn toward the vast fields of plant life. As far as the eye can see, the plants grow, working many wonders. They sustain many life forms. With our minds gathered together, we give thanks and look forward to seeing plant life for generations to come. Now, our minds are one. With one mind, we turn to honor and thank all of the food plants we harvest from the garden. Since the beginning of time, the grains, vegetables, beans, and berries have helped the people to survive. Many other living things draw strength from them too. We gather all the plant foods together as one and send them a greeting of thanks. Now, our minds are one. Now we turn to all the medicine herbs of the world. From the beginning, they were instructed to take away sickness. They were always waiting and ready to heal us. We are happy there are still those among us, a special few, who remember how to use these plants for healings. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the medicines and the keepers of the medicines. Now, our minds are one. We gather our minds together to send greetings and thanks to all the animal life in the world. They have many things to teach us. We are honored by them when they give up their lives so that we may use their bodies as food for our people. We see them near our homes and in deep forests. We are glad they are still here and hope that it will always be so. Now our minds are one. We now turn our thoughts to the trees. The earth has many families of trees who have their own instructions and uses. Some provide us with shelter and shade, others with fruit, beauty, and other useful things. Many people of the world use a tree as a symbol of peace and strength. With one mind, we greet and thank the tree. Now our minds are one. We put our minds together as one and thank all the birds who move and fly about above our heads. The Creator gave them beautiful songs. Each day they remind us to enjoy and appreciate life. The eagle was chosen to be their leader. To all birds, from the smallest to the largest, we send our joyful greetings and thanks. Now our minds are one. We are thankful to the powers we know as the four winds, We hear their voices in the moving air as they refresh us and purify the air we breathe. They help us to bring the change of the seasons. From the four directions they come, bringing us messages and giving us strength, with one mind we send our greetings and thanks to the four winds. Now our minds are one. Now we turn to the west, where our grandfathers, the Thunder Beings, live. With lightning and thundering voices, they bring with them the water that renews life. We are thankful that they keep those evil things made to be underground. We bring our minds together as one to send greetings and thanks to our grandfathers, the Thunderers. Now our minds are one. We now send greetings and thanks to our eldest brother, the Sun. Each day without fail, he travels across the sky from east to west, bringing the light of a new day. He is the source of all the fires of life. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to our brother, the Sun. Now our minds are one. We put our minds together to give thanks to our oldest grandmother, the Moon, who lights the nighttime sky. She is the leader of all women all over the world, and she governs the movement of the ocean tides. By her changing face, we measure time, and it is the Moon who watches over the arrival of children here on Earth. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to our grandmother, the Moon. Now our minds are one. We give thanks to the stars, who are spread across the sky like jewelry. We see them in the night, helping the Moon to light the darkness and bringing dew to the gardens and growing things. When we travel at night, they guide us home. With our mind gathered together as one, we send greetings and thanks to the stars. Now our minds are one. We gather our minds to greet and thank the enlightened teachers who have come to help throughout the ages. When we forget how to live in harmony, they remind us of the way we were instructed to live as people. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to these caring teachers. Now our minds are one. Now we turn our thoughts to the Creator, or Great Spirit, and send greetings and thanks for all the gifts of creation. Everything we need to live a good life is here on Mother Earth. For all the love that is still around us, we gather our minds together as one and send our choicest words of greetings and thanks to the Creator. Now our minds are one. We have now arrived at the place where we end our words. Of all the things we have named, it was not our intention to leave anything out. If something was forgotten, we leave it to each individual to send such greetings and thanks in their own way. Now, our minds are one.